Good morning, everyone, from Island IT, and Darren here at Island IT Podcasting Studio on the Mid-North Coast up here in beautiful Port Macquarie. Now, this podcast, it's the 30th of January, by the way, so school is well and truly back. It is aimed more at the education sector. It is about our favourite mobile device management platform, MDM as we call it, or more specifically Zooludesk, now rebranded as Jamf School. So that now clears up a bit of the confusion there. A lot's happened in the MDM landscape with the Department of Education and Apple and Jamf and Zooludesk. It's all been happening. So we won't go into that again. It's been frustrating, to be honest, for both us and the teachers with the things that are changing. And the sort of perception, I suppose, it's put across about what MDM you should be going for. And everyone seems to think that they have to now use the department's own MDM, which of course is Jamf Pro. We don't. It's up to you what MDM you use. Zooludesk has long been the education favorite worldwide. That's been rebranded Jamf School, and that's what pretty much all of our schools are on. In fact, all of them now. A couple used to be on Jamf Pro and really didn't like it. It's just way too complicated for schools. And in our experience here, with the teachers that we deal with across the country, and especially up and down the East Coast, simplicity is bliss, and that's what we want in Zooludesk, which is exactly what it does, i.e. Jamf School. So I'm going to start to lean away from calling it Zooludesk now. It is a shame they didn't keep the name, because it's sort of synonymous with the whole education thing, but I suppose it's just a blurry line thing. Anyway, Zooludesk, a lot of our clients came on board about a year ago. This sort of happens each year. There's a lot of spend that usually happens around about this time. You know, school's gone back, and a lot of schools now decide they've got to start managing their iPads one way or the other. And of course, you know, Zooludesk was a way to do it. Now it's Jamf School. So we use Jamf School, exactly the same product. Just happens to be purchased by Jamf, Zooludesk was. And then consequently, there's some stuff with the Department of Education going on there as well, which makes you think that you have to buy Jamf Pro, and you don't. When you're buying iPads through the DOE portal, you are getting a Jamf Pro license apparently at the moment. You are paying for it as well, which is a little bit annoying, of course, because most schools, in fact all of our schools, don't want that license. They actually want a Jamf School license, and I think there's changes afoot around that one, so you should be able to exchange that license. You've just got to put a request in to do it. I think you can. I think you can email us, I believe, info@03003.com.au or zd.support@03.com.au, and then we can send a request into Jamf to get that license altered for you. So I do remember that. Anyway, the purpose of this podcast was not really to sort of harp on about all the complexities and confusion around Zooludesk or Jamf School. Let's start afresh. We've got Jamf School. All of our clients have Jamf School now. It's just rebranded. Looks the same. All nice and simple. The same usual stuff. And if we look after it, well, it gets even simpler. Now, with Jamf School, in fact, all products, MDM, Jamf Pro, whatever else you want to call it, in each year, you have to renew the various server tokens. There are three, and they basically ensure that your iPads talk to Apple and then talk back to your Jamf School installation. So they all communicate properly together. If you forget to renew these tokens, problems start to happen. Your iPads will become unresponsive. They won't behave the way you expect them to, and basically they just won't work properly. They'll still have their apps on them. Nothing will change, but they will not communicate. They won't update. We can't manage them for you. If we are managing them for you, there's no issue there. We get all that stuff done. So we will have a chat about how that works in just a second. If you are managing them yourselves, and we've noticed this, a lot of people didn't take out support contracts, and they took out their Jamf School package, which was Zooludesk back then, a year ago. Of course, the 1 year has come around and tokens are expiring all over the place. So we have been doing our due diligence, and even with the people that don't have support contracts, we've been contacting all of you to let you know that you've got to renew them. And if you don't, it can cause problems. So, and we've also offered to do that as well. And on the back of that, of course, we'll get some more support contracts, which we prefer, because then we can just stay on top of things for you. Back to school time is hectic for everybody. Communication is hard, and it does create an issue for us as well, actually, because of the way these tokens work. As I say, there are three types of server token. One is the Apple Push Notification Service, APNS. This is a token that has to be uploaded to your Jamf School that enables the enrolled iPads to talk to Apple and back, so you know they can communicate with each other. There's another two tokens, one called your VPP token, which is your volume purchasing program token, which is the bit that allows your Apple Schools Manager. The Schools Manager is the principal cloud-based platform that talks to your MDM solution, Jamf School or whatever else. And that needs to be able to communicate properly with your MDM. If it doesn't, then your MDM won't know what apps you've purchased because they all synchronize together. So that's where the VPP token comes in. That allows your Jamf School to synchronize with Apple Schools Manager, and will automatically show the apps that you've bought. You can then buy more in Schools Manager, and they'll miraculously show up in your Jamf School or other MDM solution. The third one is probably the most important. That's a DEP token. Now, your MDM solution, which is Jamf School in most cases, is your basically your central dashboard that shows all of your iPads. The DEP token is the Device Enrollment Program. Now, what this means is that devices that you buy through the portal or from any authorized reseller through a DEP are basically a zero configuration iPad. You turn them on and they magically know what to do because your Jamf School is talking to the Apple DEP program via the DEP token, which enables that communication, and that's critically important. So that's how those three work. It does sound a little bit complex, but they're the things you have to get your head around once per year. If you get stuck with any of those, just give us a call, 0488 018102, or email zd.support@o3.com.au, or you can WhatsApp us as well on 0488 018102. Good talking to you. Have a great week, and we hope to speak to you again soon here at Island IT.